a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 5th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm not too good because Sean left a candle burning in here with this dispersing the toxic molecules all through the air.
Hmm.
Or was that Clint?
No, it wasn't me. I don't like the candles. But I mean, I'm glad you threw Sean under the bus. Good job. Way to start off on a positive note.
I'm trying to take care of your health, his health, and my health. Because I, 2 months ago I had a little episode because we talked about the toxicity of cheap candles, and the candles that, what is the name of that candle? It's like
a brand Yankee name. Or something.
Yankee candles should be yanked out of this office.
That smells pretty though.
And the one, cocaine feels good too.
Just, I don't know. I've never had cocaine.
And then the candle sitting next to it is Nutrition World's candle, which is made from essential oils.
I wonder why he didn't light that one.
I don't know. My feelings are a little hurt.
I was going to say, it's a little odd he wouldn't light the candle of Nutrition World.
I know.
Do y'all sell those candles?
We do sell them. They
smell beautiful, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You did just
Whenever
right.
I smell that candle, I feel healthier.
And you think of me.
I do not. But thank you. It's okay. It's a good try. Yeah. No, I don't light candles and think of Ed. That's awkward, and I would never do that.
That makes me shiver down my back. Yeah. Please stop.
Okay, between me thinking of you and your shivering, can we move on to something to do with people's health and good life? Good gosh.
I got to update people on my sleep. Oh, I love talking about my own health conditions because I normally only have to listen to everyone else. But since I kind of run the show, I can talk about all my little tiny tidbits of suffering that I go through life.
We talked about this, though, and this is real life. This isn't a joke. You talk to hundreds of people every week, and you talk to them about the things they need. And this is such a passion of yours, this radio show, and when you do podcast, allows you to talk about the things you want to talk about, which is just as important.
Self-therapy.
Absolutely. It really, truly is, because once you talk to everybody else about their stuff, you've got this thing in your brain like, I got stuff I want to talk about. Let's get it out there. Yeah. So, yeah, it's real life. Yeah.
I have a great customer named Marilyn Struthers, and she always said for the past 15 years, I think, I so appreciate you, Ed Jones. I just hope Ed Jones has an Ed Jones to talk to.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it really, really hit me deeply at first because it was like, I actually don't, but also I'm just blowing smoke. I don't like speaking about myself very much, but there are times I do. But as far as my sleep, I've always talked about I've been a chronic insomniac. That's why I did this recent YouTube. It's 29 minutes long on the new protocol to solve insomnia.
Okay.
Had very good feedback on that. There's not an exact answer, but it's about creating a plan. Like most things in life, it's a plan. And this one has worked well for me, better than any I've ever done. In fact, you're familiar with the Aura ring that I loaned you, and I have one. It monitors your sleep as far as every component, REM, deep. It's 94% as accurate as sleep studies in the hospital. I now, believe it or not, my average sleep score was about 63, and it kind of runs like a report card. 63 is almost a failing number. Mm-hmm. I'm running 80s for the first time in 2.5 years
since I had this. How do you feel?
Not that much better. Honestly, it's the strangest, craziest, stupidest thing. Why I'm not... I thought I'd be Superman. I've had 14 days of almost 80s. Uh-huh. Only had one negative day out of 14. Uh-huh. And I'm dragging my butt.
I wonder what... Okay, so that... Okay.
Well, I think it's because I have had so many decades of deprivation that it's like the bank account starting to fill up a little bit from what I need. And it's like, I want more, I want more, I want more.
So you don't see a difference in brain clarity?
A little bit on brain, I do see a difference on physical.
Because that might be like a first indicator. The good stuff may be a month away.
It may be. Just like with my hips. You know, the pain went away, but the stiffness is still there. Dr. Higgins said it's going to take another 6 months for the stiffness to leave because it goes together. But But here's what I've learned.
Okay.
Two things. This is my new plan. I take something called phosphatidylserine. It's a natural product that reduces cortisol. And I use the Oura Ring to tell me how well was it working. And I'd made mistakes on it, but mistakes are how we learn. I'd started taking it at bedtime. And I realized logically after 2 weeks of not seeing results, you can't get rid of cortisol quick once you have it. What you can do is prevent the secretion. Cortisol is a stress hormone. Cortisol will prevent you from sleeping deeply. So I start taking it when I leave the store at 4 o'clock. So that's preventing my nighttime secretion of cortisol. And I take a powder that I double dose by U Theory. Have you used that powder?
Mm-mm. Okay. What's it called?
It's called Relax.
I think I have a little small white I have. Yeah.
And I played with it, didn't do much. But then when I double dosed it with phosphatidyl,
What is that? Is that the name of it? Is it a generic name?
No, that's the name of the ingredient. Well, it's actually a type of fatty acid that does many things.
But I mean, do you sell it under a different, like a brand, or do I walk in? I can't pronounce it.
Life Seasons.
Okay.
My crew probably knows by now all this sleep stuff going on.
I got you.
Okay. But taking it 2 o'clock in the afternoon to four is the magic window of opportunity.
Even the powder?
No, not the powder.
I was going to say, that powder is like an hour before bed, right?
That powder knocks me upside down.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. But I also bought the chill system for my bed where I'm sleeping on a cold.
I think that's the biggest thing. If I could do that, I think that's, I love all the stuff that I could get at Nutrition World. That cool bed.
Oh, yes.
Is just because what wakes me up 90% of the time is either me or the dog have to pee.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm hot, even if the house is 68. Yeah, I get hot.
I'm not hot like that.
I'm a furnace.
But I'm telling you, the cold has... The Oura Ring shows I'm minus... that my temperature has gone down when I sleep on it. And the colder we are, the deeper we can sleep. Up to a point of not being uncomfortable.
Right.
Had a wonderful time with my staff. And so proud of our 34 staff members for winning 4 categories of Best of the Best. And it was a magnificent event. Tracy Lasar was there. Alchemy, they won also. That's amazing for a first-year company to have won Best of the Best in a first year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the...
Was Josh there optimizing?
No, he wasn't.
I did not see
him.
Yeah.
But we got the best health food store. We had the best holistic wellness center, the best weight loss, and the best e-commerce.
Wow.
Which is kind of odd. E-commerce. I can't believe we won that. But we got 4.
I can't picture another local company that, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be local nutritional companies, nutrition companies. I can't think of another place that even rivals you guys. I'm sure they're there. I just don't know them.
I have next week, I will be doing my 6-year going to the Vascular Institute to do a speech at their conference that they have over by the where Ruth Chris is in that area, and right across from Vascular, and they are graciously letting me speak again. I'll be the first or second speaker of the morning, and I'm going to speak on something that's going to be kind of odd, and I put together a PowerPoint on Dr. Peter Attia's summarization, a little bit of a 500-page book in 10 minutes. You can see that's a big joke, but 500-page book that I've read. I think one of the most important arguments for changing the face of health care and practice in this city and all cities. So, but this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to do something that I am going to call the bluff of people who maybe would be skeptical of why I would do this. But I'm going to speak on some of the high points of how Dr. Peter T. in his book Outlive speaks to the fact that the medical system waits for disease to happen, doesn't help prevent it, waits for people being frail before they help you to become strong, on and on and on. And he has a great game plan, and it's called lifespan versus health span is kind of the whole concept. You can live a long time, but if your health span, which is the vibrancy of your life, your ability to perform in your 60s, 70s, 80s, even 50s, needs to be addressed early on. We don't wait till the car runs off of the cliff to start fixing the road. We do it beforehand. So at the end of my lecture, I'm going to say this. The first 50 people who email me, I'm going to send you a link for a free Audible book by Dr. Peter Attia, Outlive. I've committed to spend between $2,000 and $3,000 to give these books out free in Chattanooga on an Audible. It's the only way to listen to it. He's great at speaking at Dr. Peter Attia, and I want to plant seeds in this city, and I will pay to do that.
Good for you. What a gesture. Yep. That's on top of the vitamin D you do stuff. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Nutrition World is giving away vitamin D to healthcare workers, policemen, firemen, and teachers because the studies are now even more intense about how it preserves our immunity during COVID.
I have a question about that. So I know vitamin D, and I feel like I'm going to ask you an unfair question. So please feel free to say you can't answer it like this. But if you were saying, okay, Clint, zinc, magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin C, if you can only take one, the one you would take in order to help prevent me from getting the cold or the flu or whatever, is there one, or is that a stupid question? That's a dumb question.
I think it's absolutely a wise question. Number two is the answer is very quick. I would take enough vitamin D to be above 50 nanograms on a blood test.
Right.
Not just take vitamin D. Come to our store Tuesday, Thursdays, or last Friday of the month and get a vitamin D test, or get it from your doctor. But you need to have a level over 50 because about 92% of the people who passed away from COVID had less than that.
And that's better than zinc. I mean, not better
than anything.
Really? Because I've heard zinc. Okay.
But it's an orchestra that plays. We want all the good music with all the musicians. But vitamin D is actually not a vitamin. It's a hormone. It regulates the immune system so it doesn't go overdrive.
Gotcha.
And the overdrive is what's killed people in COVID because the body basically attacked itself.
Right.
Created fluids and you drowned.
Hey, you got a list. I got questions for you.
I got to tell one quick story about the brokenness of the healthcare system.
Okay.
I have an employee, not going to mention her name. I'm sure she's fine with this. Her mother has had chronic illness for quite some years, and it went from bad to worse to worse to worse and continued. She's a very strong woman. I can't believe she did not pass away much, much earlier than when she did. Well, she finally passed away about a month ago. My employee was with her at 3 o'clock in the morning when they called in hospice. She died at 7 o'clock that morning. So she had 4 hours of hospice. She got a phone call last week from the insurance company or from the hospital, I'm not sure which, and said, we must tell you that your mother, because she entered hospice, we have a bill that's outstanding of $84,000. They billed her $84,000 for 4 hours of hospice. This is the broken system that we have. And Chris and my staff member said, my mother was in hospice for 4 hours. It doesn't matter. She entered hospice and it's $84,000. What a crock of brokenness. So we can't fix that as individuals, but that is not spoke about. And I just think every healthcare practitioner has to rail up with the public in order to make changes on this.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's a wow.
Yeah. So I know at some point in time, we got a guest coming today, but at some point in time, I've got something over here in the bag from Nutrition World I bought today.
Yep.
And then I want to ask you what vitamin B6 does.
All right, cool.
Your brain on that one. Okay.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a very probably inspiring interview with Jason Smith. You have interviewed him before. I've seen him at Nutrition World and at the gyms. Talked to him at times, many times. And
maybe him calling right there.
Hey, maybe.
Maybe.
No, it's actually my sister.
Oh, okay.
We'll just hang up on her.
Okay.
It is time to take a break. So when we come back, we will be having Jason in the studio. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and back with my partner, Clint Powell. I am very excited and been wanting to get a special guest on Vital Health Radio for some time. I've known this gentleman through Nutrition World and through some gym training for many, many years. And Jason Smith, welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be here.
Clint has already interviewed this gentleman once before, and I don't know. I want to talk about your commitment to health and some of the things you've done recently, but we got to hear your story.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I never do this. I'm interrupting. I want to go on record right now. Is I never thought I would find a bigger health nerd. The oils and seeds and phone covers. And Jason walks in. I'm saying, hey, man, how you doing, buddy? And y'all sit down. And all of a sudden, it's like I'm at the nerd table. Hey. But you guys are the two cool guys. But how are y'all nerds at the same time? Because y'all started talking. And I'm like, that's just a younger, better-looking Ed Jones over here talking about the same crap you do.
Man, I'm smiling over here.
I just think it was pretty good. I was watching it like Ed is in heaven. Dude, you lit Ed's face up like Christmas. You know, I really don't like seed oils. And he's like leaned in. Tell me more.
It's true.
Evil seed oils.
You're the first person ever who even knew what seed oils are. How many times on this show have I talked the truth of seed oils? Many. And Clint's over there going like,
I'm eating them.
Clint likes to talk about guns and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I like guns too. But seed oils, hey, I'm wired up. So we got to talk about your story. And Clint, you know more about it than I do, but you take this.
The reason I met Jason at all, when this first time we met in person, we did online podcast, and hopefully we'll do another long form version coming up soon during the break. You were referred to me to a friend who's a veteran, and you're a veteran, and that your story of what you went through and where you're at now. I don't mean this in a bad way. I think Ed would agree, and I think you'll take it well. What you're doing now is very inspirational because of what you've been through. Right, your story, and you decided to take what you went through and use it to help other people. Is that basically, am I getting that right?
It is.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, just take 2 or 3 minutes, tell everybody your story, because you're, you know, from military to where you're at now, and then Ed, you can take it from there.
Yeah, so I joined the Army Infantry in 2009, and in 2012, I deployed to Afghanistan, and we were conducting a search mission, and I was a team leader, and I just pushed all my men back because I was going to do a BDA, which is a battle damage assessment, and that's how I'm looking for any kind of DNA or anything I can find to find out who was emplacing IEDs. Mm-hmm. And when I bent down to pick up something, I stepped on an IED, which was a 15-pound explosive. Immediate loss of both legs, a lot of right hand damage, and I was awake for the whole thing. I remember opening my eyes, and there was just dust everywhere. I didn't know. Was it me? Was it my saw gunner? What had happened? And then I felt my hands start to really toughen up and get really tight, and I knew it was me. Mm. From there, I went to Kandahar Air Force Base, and once I was stable enough, they flew me to Germany. And from Germany, I went to San Antonio, Texas, where I did rehab for 2 years.
Mm. How many surgeries have you kept count? I know people have been through nothing quite that severe, but they know how many surgeries they've had.
Yeah, ballpark, maybe 70.
70.
I've had over 20 on my right hand alone. There's no tendon or knuckle in the pinky ring and index. Or the index has a knuckle, but everything else just doesn't have a knuckle. And then the bone in it's from my hip. Uh-huh. The skin on it's from my stomach.
Really?
It's actually smaller than my other hand.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Yeah. So,
What a story. Yeah. And, you know, I've watched you in the gym for years. And when you come in Nutrition World, first off, the guy is a true hero for what you chose to do. I just don't think people realize that the only wall between us and anarchy is people like yourself, all the way down to police officers, too. And you certainly are heroes. But the thing is, you also, and we're going to get into this, you have a true intuitive connection to your lifestyle, your foods you eat, your fitness, and how it relates to your health now, your recovery, and your long-term health, plus your wife does too, because I have talked to her.
And
in
plus
the store.
He's just come back from something where he pretty much kicked ass and took names.
Pretty much proved that you are pretty darn physically fit with all of the somewhat challenges that you have. Tell us about that Germany trip that you just made.
Yeah, so I was blessed enough to be chosen for the U.S. Invictus team. And if you don't know what the U.S. Invictus team is or Invictus Games is, it's a Wounded Veteran Olympics.
Okay.
And it is on a global scale. Mm. So including America, there were 21 countries there. And everybody does three sports or more. And my sports were rowing, the one-minute sprint row, the four-minute endurance row, and the powerlifting. And I took gold on every one of those.
Wow.
And it was amazing. One, being around all those like-minded veterans who are trying their hardest to still compete and had the ability to compete again at a high level when they've been told that they're broken and they can no longer, you know, serve their country. So wearing that flag again is huge.
Mm.
And two, going through what I've been through, going through my hand surgeries, being told I'm not going to be able to weight bear, to benching over 400 pounds
That's
on a competitive scale. I benched 401 pounds.
Wow.
And to being able to do that and beat people and just, you know, you think you're good at something, you're like, yeah, I'm all right. But you get there and you're a little nervous. And as anybody, if you're not cocky, you're like, that guy's pretty big, you know?
Oh yeah.
Being able to win is huge. The real win was just being able to go over there and compete again and serve my country. But getting those gold medals was insane.
I have a little bit of a question. I think I know the answer to, but I want to hear your take. You kind of alluded to it, wearing the flag, but also being around those like-minded people, that's kind of familiar water for you. That's I would imagine that's probably where the biggest smiles came from, being in a room with people that you have those shared experiences.
Absolutely. You know, if you talk to any veteran, the things they say they miss most about the service is their buddies.
Right.
The camaraderie. It's not the layouts. It's not the stuff that you had to do every Monday, motor pool Monday. It's the things that you'll never lose. It's that bond, that brotherhood that you feel.
Yeah.
And being able to feel that again is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's far less scale, I was a police officer in Chattanooga, and I still feel that brotherhood every day. And I would probably still give my life up for a officer injured or in trouble. And I'm sure you feel the same way about others.
Absolutely.
In your field, too. I just cannot have enough words to talk about the inspiration that you are just visually from, not that you don't have legs. That's one thing. And everybody struggles that has handicaps. But I like the fact that you said people like yourself are told you're broken, and you're really not. You have some challenges, but you're not a broken person. And the spirit that you have has healed the brokenness that you obviously, that many people do fall into. Because if we're told that we are super sick and we're broken, we probably will be super sick and broken. And you overcame that. What was there a turning point somewhere that gave you inspiration to realize that you have capacity in this life?
The very first moment I remember, I was hurt in July 25th, 2012. And when I got into rehab, I was just down, real sad, in a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine like a puzzle, mm-hmm. pieces of the puzzle are missing. You put the puzzle together and you're like, well, I can kind of see the picture, but I know there's something missing. I found that it was purpose. So I remember I had to go to a dental appointment, and I looked at my legs. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to roll. You know, I was heavy. I was probably 190 pounds with no legs. And have you ever seen Star Wars, Jabba the Hutt?
No.
Yeah, that was me. I looked at the legs. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to put these on and not take them off. And that's what I did. And it was wild, because in the span of the next 4 months, me continuously walking, continuing to better myself, I was ran over in a crosswalk.
No.
I flipped a kayak. They didn't teach me how to get out of it, so I almost drowned. And I was robbed. So it was...
You were robbed?
Yeah, robbed. Yeah.
Now what? Tell, dude, quickly about the rob. What happened here?
So I trusted somebody to handle my I guess my money, my caretaker, and they decided they needed it more than me.
Oh, so they took God.
It. I don't have we don't have enough time, but the follow up we'll do this on the long form podcast, buddy. My question is, tell me justice came. They got caught, please. They didn't.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I got some family in Trenton. We'll talk to you about this after.
Great.
There's some. I got some uncles and cousins. I'm sure that'll help you out if we need to.
Yeah. What's your age?
38.
And you're married with children?
I am. I have two children, yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah. He's only said one thing that's really upset me so far.
What?
That he still benches 400 pounds. I've never benched 400 pounds. And that really, I've never even come close. I was horrible at bench. And you said 400 pounds. I'm like, and then you're like, I feel good that I could. Yeah, you do. That's good no matter who you are or what you're in.
Look, I benched 200 pounds twice.
Yeah.
I just want to leave it at that on the table.
Yeah, we'll leave that at the table. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you are in phenomenal shape. And so getting a little bit, because like Clint said, my eyes lit up when you started talking about, again, the practice of your life as far as one is, and I say this a lot, I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. You are a learner, or you would not know about seed oils. What are seed oils? They're vegetable oils that canola, safflower, sunflower, that all foods are cooked in most of the time, especially processed food, and they're devastating the health of this country. We have to start lessening those. It takes about 6 years for these seed oils to get out of your body once you go clean. Tell people how you went clean, and you also are on a carnivore diet. Those are the two big things that I believe in very heavily, and I'm not perfect by any means, but I feel that those are the best path for me as I age from 66 onward. So what is your diet like?
So I try and cook everything in ghee, tallow, and butter.
Ghee. Hey, you know what's so strange? I brought this for Clint today as a present. Ghee.
There you go.
And I have a little story on ghee that I was going to talk to educate people. So, but bingo, brother.
Yeah.
And tell Clint why he needs ghee.
Uh-huh.
It's natural. Just, dude,
you now have a BFF, but keep talking.
It's not man-made. If you think about the food industry, I guess if you look at it in a certain light, if another country was doing what we're doing to ourselves in the food industry, it'd be an act of war. Mm. The stuff that we eat is not food. It's like 30% food, 70% fillers.
There you go.
Those are everything. 20 chicken nuggets for $5. Where are you going to find a pound of chicken for $5? It's not chicken. It's made with chicken, not chicken. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing. My diet really consists of a lot of eggs.
Yep.
I do some dairy. I do avocados. I do red meats.
Mm-hmm.
I do some white meats, but more so I really stick to like the steaks. Really enjoy
and,
that.
And I'm sure you're trying to choose the best quality from grass fed to organic.
Absolutely.
If you can do that.
Yeah, and the only thing I put and cook in is butter or ghee or tallow and salt. That's all I use.
Really?
I'll put honey. I'll put honey on my steaks. I'll dip my steak in honey. But that's really it. And
So you're not eating many grains?
No.
Nope. Like that is pasta and breads and
yes.
and those type. Now, vegetable-wise, are you eating many colored vegetables at all? Because I'm going to always be connected with my broccoli. I have a love affair with my broccoli.
I enjoy broccoli, but... As I got older, I realized like when I eat broccoli, I kind of
bloat
up.
Yeah.
And
I was going to ask you a quick question. How's the family deal with it? Are they on board? Because that to me, when you're talking, I was married for 20 something years with three kids. So I was wondering how have they adapted to that?
Yeah. So the wife is locked in. Our children are locked. My daughter is pretty locked in.
Dude, that's killer.
We still have some vices that we allow. But, you know, we're not drinking sodas, we're not drinking juice, we're not doing anything like that.
The kids overall healthier than most?
Yes, yeah. Might be controversial. We don't do vaccines. We just, we do a lot of holistic healing. And, you know, we're fine, you know?
That's
Well, and you made the choice.
We did.
That's the biggest thing. That wasn't imposed on you, so good for you. Yeah.
And you made a plan. You put it together. And you learn. That's the other thing. Again, you and I both, we talked about Dr. Paul Saladino. He's one of my team members that I listen to every single day. And he talks about carnivore and the fact that, and I've kind of come around that not all green vegetables are healthy. Some have oxalates and other anti-nutrients in them, like spinach. And of course, chocolate is not a vegetable, but it has some of those anti-nutrients. And I've cut out almost all of those.
You know, he said something one time. He said, they don't want to be eaten.
Exactly.
And he said that, and I was like,
makes sense, okay. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because that's why they produce compounds that damage things that eat them.
Yes.
But we're not smart enough to know that that is happening in nature. You know, all these vegan movies that are almost politicizing and demeaning to people who won't eat just plant-based, and it's really like almost a religion, and they're very sometimes almost violent people because they don't respect the fact that this ancient wisdom is what surfaces in me. The ancient wisdom of these plants produce anti-nutrients and also harmful compounds because they don't want to be eaten. It makes total sense to me. And you can imagine living in the jungle or in the settings of the past 10,000 years, meat had to be one of the main parts to
Absolutely.
Our diet. We have a teeth that can do all foods because we are from all over the world. But really, our system needs meat. And it's the biggest myth on earth is red meat is killing people. No, it's not if it's clean. If it's dirty, it might.
Yeah, I, you know, another interesting thing that I found with carnivores is I eat when I'm hungry. I'm no longer counting macros. I'm no longer mm-hmm. counting my protein. I'm stronger. I get better results in my lifts. I get better results in my endurance stuff. And also, I don't bloat. I can eat the biggest meal I want and not bloat.
Yes.
You know, when you go out and you eat pasta, you go out and eat that pizza, you get out there, after a while, you're in that food coma. You're tired. Your stomach's distended. It doesn't happen. On carnival.
You are so right. In fact, I have I keep on my phone every time I pass gas. I've only passed gas twice in a year. No, Clint, I don't. I'm just joking. His mouth is hanging freaking open over there.
You know
there.
Why? It would not surprise me one bit. The gas app. Ed Jones. Everybody thinks it's just saving money at the pump. No.
It is a document in my passage of gas.
Yeah, okay.
That's true. That cuts down as well.
Yeah.
You know, Nutrition World, my daughter, especially Katie and Christy, we have every kind of red meat and seafood and other meats that are locally grown and no hormones, all the way to the level that you won't find anywhere else. And we're selling 100 to 200 pounds a week of our meats. So people don't even realize that we sell it, but some people do because that's why we're selling so much. But I'm glad that we have a testimony from someone like you that has lived the life. I mean, if I'm talking about it and someone's listened to me for 44 years, they kind of know that I'm on a tangent here of, you know, my philosophy. But you are living the real world, and you're not you've had things to overcome that this diet has actually helped you.
Absolutely.
Because you stay strong, and you're probably very healthy as far as staying well, I would guess.
Yeah.
Now, we can get sick even though we're super healthy, so that doesn't mean you're not healthy if you get infections at times. We just are who we are as humans, and we're susceptible. But you can look at this man. I mean, I know Clint can see it too. I mean, vibrant health here.
Well, I'll just have two quick questions because I know we're running up on the end. First of all, are you, and if not, it's okay, but you at one point in time, you were helping other veterans,
yeah.
And are you still doing stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I figured you were.
Yeah.
And if someone wanted to, is there a place people could go look at the Invictus Games or see any of the stuff you did or the results? Is there a place they can go do that? Or is that just, it's floating out there and everybody needs to Google it and go find it?
Yeah, they probably have to look up the Invictus Games Dusseldorf, and it should have all the results there. But I've got some few videos I can show you guys.
I think it'd be cool. I think that'd be very cool. Yeah.
Hey, if you give me a few, I'll post them on Facebook.
That'd be great.
For
Vital
Health Radio. Any future plans you got coming up, or just staying where you are and doing what you're doing?
So I'm a huge family man, mm-hmm. and I was asked if I wanted to try the Paralympic route, try either rowing or doing like a bobsled. But for me, I feel like that'd be so time consuming. And what the things I really cherish the most are being at home with my children. And at what point am I chasing a personal accolade versus a lifestyle that I want to give my children? You know, like I don't want to.
Health is so much more than your body, though, right?
Yeah,
it is. It's family and mind, too. And we forget that a lot of times. You look great. You're healthy. But I know a lot of people that are in great shape but aren't happy.
Yeah.
So good for you for making those kind of decisions, though.
Well, it's been an inspirational time here on Vital Health Radio, Jason. And I will say I meet a lot of knowledgeable people. I meet very few wise people. You are a very wise person. And what a amazing inspiration for all of us to actually hear your story.
Oh, thank you,
sir. Thank you for being a part of this city and all the good things that you do, which I know very little about, but I know you are just the biggest open-hearted person to help others. And there are people who get really, really injured and become bitter, and there's those who become angels. You become the angel, I do believe.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having all of my notes of the day to help empower you with improving your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with
us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. Was that not a rocking interview?
Nah, I guess it's okay. You know, it's okay, inspiration. You talk about a guy overcoming life-changing circumstances to inspire others and become his physical and mental best self, and then maybe make all of us worry about our excuses, then yeah, I guess it was a pretty good interview. Sure.
Well, it's not as you know, valuable as my canker sore path in my life with, you know,
I'm surprised you didn't bring that up with Jason. Yeah. Right when he was dropping that he had had his body parts blown off, I'm surprised you didn't drop in and go, oh, you know what, I too have canker sores.
But Clint, they hurt, see? And see, we're in a society where we can't have pain and we just get weak by it.
Well, I gotta be honest with you, canker sores make some men weak, and then there's things that happen to Jason that make some men strong. That's all I'll say.
Oh, yeah,
but no, he was a great interview.
Yes, he was.
What a great guy. What a great
fabulous
guy.
Yeah. That, I don't know. You know, history is really odd because you don't really get a sense of the reality of day-to-day life, say, in the 30s and 40s. We can watch all the movies, read all the books. I just feel like that we had a lot more of those strong-spirited men back in the old days. I don't know. I just think we did.
Well, you know, I have this conversation on political podcasts all the time, and the problem we have as a society is we've lost the ability to have these kind of detailed conversations. So when I say, and this, the show's yours. I'm handing it back to you right after this. When I say progressive or conservative, everybody immediately, right there, everybody just took a side.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, progressing's only good if you're going in the right direction, and conserving's only good if you're bringing the right things with you.
There you go.
So it doesn't mean moving forward is always good. It doesn't mean everything we bring, we're not talking about bringing stuff. That character, though, of what people used to be, being able to endure things and realize that is part of what gives life meaning. That's a trait that I wish we had done a better job preserving.
I so agree. Yeah. And to find the need to always have a tribe
or a team, and to be belonging to those instead of the betterment of the good of society. That just seems to have disappeared. I want to talk about ghee, because Jason says he cooks his foods in ghee, and it's spelled G-H-E-E. Well, ghee has been used in traditional cooking for eons. Making ghee starts with butter, it does, from the cow's milk, by separating the liquid fats from the milk solids. And it's a method that many people believe makes it healthier than regular butter.
Okay.
Ghee is heated longer than most butters, is darker, and does have a richer, nuttier flavor, but also has a smoke point that's less. And what that means is it's less unstable. When you have a smoking oil, even olive oil, once it smokes, it's turning. It's changing the molecular structure to unhealthy. So if you see smoking from any oil, you have just ruined it completely. Now, seed oils won't smoke as much because they're so empty to begin with, and it's one reason they use seed oils. But so that doesn't mean it's healthy by any means. And we know the story of seed oils. I want to talk about just a couple things as far as information. I truly believe people, you know, want the bullet points to help themselves to learn, because I think the more we learn, the better we can become.
Okay.
And if we don't learn some of these things, then we're just going to kind of tread water. A study in India among 88 young adults with gingivitis, gum disease, found that giving vitamin D for 90 days reduced the gum inflammation by 1.36 points. That didn't sound like much to me until I saw that's on a scale of 0 to 3. So if you go on a scale of only 0 to 3 and you change by 1.36 points, that is truly significant. Health fair at Nutrition World will be November 11th, and it's going to be humongous. I'm actually concerned it's too big. I think my daughter has gone overboard. We have approximately 60 vendors who are coming with a food truck, and we have carts that will bring in people from the lower parking lot to the upper. I mean, just a few of the people coming is Chattanooga Culture, Harrison Bay Honey, Pete's Poppin' Pickles, Dixie Soaps, R3 Chattanooga, the Roe Farms, that's the people who make a lot of organic meats, the Forest Folk Fungi, and the Yummy Thai Food Truck. I met him at the Best of the Best. It was really, and just ran into him, and I said, Nutrition World, and he said, I just signed a contract with your daughter to be the food truck. So it was kind of cool. Hey Good CBD. All these people, you can ask questions. You can investigate, how do they raise their animals? How do they make their CBD? What do they do as far as their therapies, like Rev Optimal Living? And then many of our practitioners, they're all going to be there, including Brandon from the Oxygen Health Spa on East Burner Road.
Oh, fantastic.
You've done that.
I have. I did
it this week. I'm doing it every single week. So it's a time to relax and learn. And it'll be a fun, fun time. And so, again, Saturday, November 11th from 10 to 3 p.m. You know, I mentioned a few weeks ago that I ordered some COVID test kits from the government. Still have not received those. It's now been 6 weeks.
Wow.
I don't know what the deal is with that, but it shows you, again, some of the inefficiency of that system. My daughter did a wonderful podcast. For any woman out there who has PMS, or there's a name for a more aggressive PMS now that's in the literature, please go to nutritionw.com to podcast. This was an amazing education on how do we actually address the issue of PMS. And it's not about covering the symptoms with a birth control pill. I will tell you that. You know, we talked about, even with Jason, and you just mentioned it, about the kind of the level of issues, stress issues with younger people, middle-aged people, some older people, but 1 in 6 Americans between the ages of 18 and 85 are on psychiatric drugs. 1 in 6. Suicide rates are at an all-time high, while antidepressants are routinely used for the frontline treatment for depression. Yet, many studies continue to show their effectiveness is on par with a placebo. That means a sugar pill. If you're interested in hearing a different perspective, Google Dr. Kelly Brogan, B-R-O-G-A-N, psychiatrist. She speaks very, very intelligently about the use of antidepressants and why we should not choose those as first-line defense.
When do I get to ask my question?
Let me see. about
just answer somewhere in there about B6.
Maybe an hour from
vitamin
now.
Vitamin B6.
I'll be at the bonefish table with my tequila. So you ask it when I'm over at bonefish.
But I don't want to hear you go, well, Clyde, is vitamin B6?
I don't want to hear it that way. I want to hear it while you're coherent, sir. So at some point in time, tell me what vitamin B6
after this
does.
Last point.
Yeah, go for it.
You know,
and then I got a bag if you want to do it.
We got to do that. Yeah. I won't. You know, I had billboards there for about 3 weeks talking about French fries.
Okay.
I had it downtown on Hickson, on Gun Barrel, and on Lee Highway. And it said that the number one most unhealthiest food in the nation is French fries. And there's about 14 reasons for that, which I did an Instagram on. Right. I'm going to go into it. But I saw this 2 days ago. McDonald's, did you see this? Is going to offer free fries Friday. Promo every week until the end of 2023.
Wow.
So you can go into a McDonald's and the fries will be available at no charge to customers who spend only $1 when they order through the mobile app. So they're trying to get people to use the mobile app. So if you go and get an unsweet tea for $1, you will get a bag of medium size French fries, which is terribly filthy, unhealthy in every regard. What's your question?
I'm bringing a headline to the table today.
Ooh.
What do you think about that? Did you read, and I cannot pronounce it, P-H-E-N-Y, is it Philophene? Did you read what's going on?
Yeah.
They pulled it?
They're supposed to be pulling
There's articles. CVS just went in. That's when their stores and pulled it off all their shelves.
Was that today?
It was yesterday.
Ah.
So they ramped up. So they pulled. It's in Sudafed. It's in NyQuil. It's in Theraflu. Basically, they came out and said there's zero research that shows there's any difference between it and reducing nasal congestion and the placebos.
I have that whole study in front of me, but when I wrote this, they had not pulled it yet.
CVS is the only one doing it at this point.
Ooh.
But they're pulling them off their shelves.
Well, I better run out and get my NyQuil stocked up.
You better. It's that Benadryl. All it is Benadryl. I'll just go get Benadryl. That's Benadryl's put you out. Tell me when you're ready for me.
Hey, I'm joking about the NyQuil.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say this, and I'm not siding with that. It's kind of odd because they're going against true chemical pharmaceuticals in a kind of an aggressive way.
They're very aggressive.
All I know is you can tell me all day long that those products don't work, but if I have a stopped up nose and I shoot it up there, I can breathe. So
yes,
they do work. So don't give me this crap. I mean, I know I'm siding with pharmaceuticals. They work.
We're in bizarro world right now.
Aren't we?
This is crazy. I'm getting Jason back in here. He's the real. He took the real host out with him. I don't know what happened.
There are drugs that have minimal side effects that make life easier. If I can't breathe and I'm coming in here to do a podcast.
And I take Theraflu and it works. It works.
Yes. It makes you feel better and you can function. My daughter says this often. There are times where we have no option but to function. If I have to function, I may have to do something.
It makes me wonder, though, if they're going against the chemical medicine, right? This world that you've railed against, especially. It makes me wonder what's coming next. It makes me think that there's
what is the agenda?
Well, I hate to say this, flu and cold season's coming up, and if it gets bad enough, if it's not working, you got to depend on going to your doctor a lot more too.
Hey, there's an agenda behind it.
I'm not saying that's the case.
Has to be.
But if I can't buy the answer on the shelf, then I'm going to look to the system in a different way.
You could be you could be right. What's your other question?
What does vitamin B6 do? And then I've got something from Nutrition World I just bought. It's just one item today. So what does vitamin B6 do?
B6 probably has more multiple functions than almost any other nutrient. It helps to convert food to energy. If you're lacking in it, your nervous system can be very sensitive, like neuropathies. Mm. Oxalates, one thing I'm always talk about it. You have to have B6 to produce an enzyme that then helps you to get rid of these very dangerous oxalates.
Okay.
It helps maintain water balance. Some people in the bodybuilding days that would take B6 before contests because it helped to get rid of a slight bit of water.
Okay.
So it has so many functions, but it needs to be included in a B complex. It's the only vitamin that can cause damage. If you do over about 700 milligrams a day of B6 without any other Bs, you could be harming yourself.
Okay. Look at you. Notes.
Both sides. That's right.
So I don't think this was in the bag the last time I brought it up.
Okay.
So if it was, just look at it. Was it in the bag last time?
No.
All right. Is this a good one or a bad one?
It's a great green drink, but I'm having to straddle the fence on my green drink.
That's why when I heard you talking, I wanted to ask.
He's put me in.
I take it every morning based off your recommendations.
It's okay. Here's my take. Duh.
He's smiling.
Well, I have to think clearly, and I did a ketamine today, so I'm not thinking as clearly as
there
I normally do.
Yeah.
But if we have the system that can detox foods that are green, that have other components. Like Jason said, nature did grow the foods that grow. Their only protection is producing a molecule that may hurt the things that eat them.
So they don't get eaten anymore, right?
So they don't get all eaten. Well, spinach produces oxalates. I don't eat them anymore. Mm-hmm. That's in that green drink.
Oh.
I do not do well with foods that have oxalates because of whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe it's genetic, but I can't detox it. There are people who know nothing but live on oxalate foods that never have a problem.
Hmm.
So we're in that mystery area. It's a mystery area.
But I'm gonna have to, but I take it every morning, and so when I'm out, I feel like I'm not getting my body because it's full of vitamins too. It's almost like a multivitamin.
It
really
is so full of alkalinity and liver protection.
Yeah,
It's kind of like the wife that you really love that had an affair and divorced you, and you still love her, and you think, you know, it's two sides to that whole thing. You know, she's not good, but she is good. That's a pretty poor analogy of a green drink.
That was the worst analogy.
Yeah, your
ketamine is kicking the crap out of you. I didn't know where you were going. I'm like, are you giving like my life story here on the thing? What are we doing?
I knew you were going to say that. It wasn't meant towards you.
It was. I heard you leaving you for somebody. I heard that. Go ahead, man.
I got divorced.
But you painted a pretty good picture. You just painted a quaint
picture.
I don't know. You know what? I'm putting my headphones down.
Here he goes. He's the old chair rolling. Oh,
my bag and leave it.
Oh, my gosh. He's running. Oh, you silly boy. All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be finished up with a couple more points. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And maybe let people know about your podcast, because you did a big one with when I was here just waiting on you.
Oh, yeah, Crimecast is out. David Roddy, we had the folks from Zercops. One of my favorite podcasts we've done so far. Crimecast, thecrimecast.com. That's with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy.
Dayfire podcast, Adventure in the Great Outdoors with the founder of Rock Creek Outfitters. And then During the Break podcast, great conversations with a lot of interesting people, tons of topics. And then Of By and For the People with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. That's more political and constitutional. And this show is released every Tuesday, Vital Health Ready download on all your favorite podcast platforms.
Lovely. And was on Josh Porter's Optimize You podcast.
Oh, yeah, great podcast.
And what's that? How do you find that? Do you know?
You can just go to Apple or Spotify or Google Optimize You podcast.
I think it's Optimize Health.
Optimize Health.
Okay,
Optimize Health. But if you do this normally, if you tie again Josh Porter after it, it'll pop it up. Yeah.
I was really, really thrilled to go on a running tangent. In fact, Mandy said, hey, we just felt like I just had church here. You just had a revival with myself. I went kind of preaching, not bad preaching, good preaching.
Okay.
There's a fact. When I say the fact, this is a site that I really love because they back it up with all of the references to show that it's accurate information. Do you drink much alcohol, Clint? Modest? That means you do drink some.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Well, the study said that male fruit flies will seek out alcohol when they're rejected for intercourse. So it's just throwing that out. Just, you know.
Is that how we're in that radio show today? Good for you. No. Okay, good call. Way to go. No. I'm sure people will gravitate to you when you throw good, nice people like me under the bus. Poor Clint. First, you bring up my divorce. Then you bring up that I drink because I'm rejected. Good job, Ed. Way to go, buddy. Wow.
Well, you got to give me a hall pass. Okay?
Oh, do I? Have to give you, it's just kicking me in the emotional gut. Hey, so Clint, how's the divorce and drinking going? How's the lack of communication to anybody that loves you, sir? How's that going in your life, buddy?
Don't hurt yourself after this show.
I don't hurt myself.
I'm going to be really feel bad.
There's a difference between being lonely and alone. I'm okay with being alone. I'm not lonely. I'm an all right guy.
Yeah, you are an all right guy.
But I will be honest, it hurt a little bit.
I was talking fruit flies, not Clint Powell. Okay.
You didn't ask the fruit flies if they drank a bunch. You asked Clint. I know the fruit flies.
Yeah, some of your friends would call you a fruit fly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening and be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.